the prophet Isaiah, chapter 57, verses 14 to 21. And it shall be said, build up, prepare the way, remove every obstruction from my people's way. For thus says the one who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. For I will not contend forever, nor will I always be angry. For the spirit would grow faint before me, and the breath of life that I have made. Because of the iniquity of this, of his unjust gain, I was angry. I struck him, I hid my face and was angry. But he went back on backsliding in the way of his own heart. I have seen his ways, but I will heal him. I will lead him and restore comfort to him and his mourners, creating the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to the far and to the near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the tossing sea, for it cannot be quiet, and its waters toss up mire and dirt. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. Gospel reading today is taken from Mark chapter 1, verses 21 to 34. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him by saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. And immediately he left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came, took her by the hand, and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Wow. So here we are. We get right into the meat of it, don't we? We've done the great theological arguments the last 2 weeks that Mark has laid forth of the Lord present following the Elijah figure. And all of that great theological truths about what the baptism means, his new creation coming, all of these great truths come, but it has to hit the street, doesn't it? This is not a philosophical argument. Christianity is a transformed world. And Mark does not want us to wait any longer. We need to hear what Jesus does to the regular people. And so here we go. Now, it's interesting, this last 2 weeks, I had a lot of my peers online quite anxious because a recent survey came out by Pew Research about the decline of Christianity. This is the, can you see that, by the way? Sort of. The top red line is Protestantism in North America. And as you can see, it's gone from 51% to 43% in 10 years. So that's a drop of 7% of people. Then if you look, the Catholic one, which is the middle orange or the next one down, has dropped from 24 to 20. What has stood out for a lot of the anxiety is the black one, which are the nothing in particulars or nones, have gone from 12% to 17%. Interesting, the atheists and agnostics have not grown very much at all. But the whole situation has changed within 10 years. Do you notice the world has been changing? You're right. And if you looked at these numbers compared to probably when many of us grew up, it's even more stunning how much the world has changed. Even within Protestant Christianity, on this one, you'll see the top one says, on this side, among all U.S. adults, the net Protestant has gone in America from 51% to 43% in 10 years. Born again evangelical to 28 to 25, and the mainline non-evangelical 23 to 18. Among Protestants who are evangelical and born again, they have gone up 3%, and there's been a 3% decline of non-born again, non-evangelical. The simple truth is the world is changing. And I'm going to make an argument by the end of this. The world is changing in faith, and it's changing thus in society. That when you abandon God biblically, there's always a cost. When you abandon God biblically, you always suffer. That's one truth, whatever nation you are. In the end, you suffer. Because it's in our DNA to destroy. Thank God for Jesus. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we thank you that you came amongst us. That you were faithful to us. That you came for the weak and the broken. And opposed the powerful and the elites. Breathe upon us now so that we can hear your word. Unclog our ears, open our eyes, and give us words to speak. In Jesus' name, amen.